Welcome to Twist for the week of December 11th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering a New York sales and use tax determination, an update on the City of Philadelphia's voluntary disclosure program, and B&O and sales tax guidance from Washington State. The New York Division of Tax Appeals recently concluded that a deli operator was liable for sales taxes on sales of party platters. In reaching this conclusion, the ALJ rejected the deli operator's argument that it sold the items on the platters in the same condition, quantities, and packaging used when the food store sold the same item. The ALJ noted that the taxpayer separated the condiments into individual packaging, while retail stores would sell condiments in jars or bottles. The platters included pre-sliced lettuce, tomatoes, and onions, whereas retail stores would sell them unsliced. In the ALJ's view, it was this preparation work done by the taxpayer in creating the platters that differentiated the food on the platters from items sold in a retail store. The City of Philadelphia Department of Revenue has issued guidance on the city's voluntary disclosure program, which allows businesses and individuals with unmet tax obligations to come forward voluntarily and become compliant. Taxpayers are eligible for the program if they have not yet been contacted by the City Department of Revenue, fully disclose their liabilities for at least the past 6 years, and pay the full amount of tax and interest owed within 60 days of the date the city issues a bill. The city will waive all penalties for eligible taxpayers. Finally, the Washington State Department of Revenue recently issued guidance on the taxability of termination fees that consumers are required to pay when they decide to end a contract or agreement prior to the agreed-upon date. In the guidance, the department confirmed that the amount that a vendor bills the customer for the early termination of a contract is generally taxable under the same tax classification used for reporting the payments made under the contract. The department also issued guidance clarifying the taxability of a rental of real property versus a license to use real property. A lease or rental of real property is not subject to B&O tax or retail sales tax, but a license to use real property is subject to B&O tax and may be subject to retail sales tax. The guidance provides examples of scenarios where a license to use real property may be taxable. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.